We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The death of a woman in her 80s who tested positive to COVID-19 can be linked to a gathering of 50 people in Sydney's west, at least 28 of whom now have the virus. The woman's body was found in a home at Pendle Hill around lunchtime yesterday, with New South Wales police blocking off the street to ensure passers-by did not come into contact with any residents. New South Wales Health confirmed the woman and a man in his 80s who died at Campbelltown Hospital on Monday were both linked to COVID, and the Daily Telegraph can reveal that on July 19, exactly a week before the woman's death, a large group of family gathered at the same Pendle Hill address to mourn the passing of another relative whose death was not related to COVID. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Actor Dieter Brummer has been remembered after it was revealed the much-loved former soap star had taken his life at the age of 45. Brummer's best known for playing Shane Parrish alongside on-screen love interest Angel, played by Melissa George, on Home and Away. He won 2 Logie Awards for his work on the TV drama, and former and current castmates have paid tribute, expressing shock and sadness following Brummer's family's announcement of his passing over the weekend. And if you or anyone else you know needs support, reach out to Lifeline on 13 11 14. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Restrictions could be tightened in areas of southwest Sydney where COVID cases are most concentrated, while essential workers like supermarket staff will be targeted for a vaccine dose as part of a plan to bring the Delta outbreak under control. Senior ministers were yesterday considering what restrictions would continue beyond Friday after Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant repeatedly said a tight lockdown was needed to contain the Delta strain. There were 141 new locally acquired cases reported on Monday, with at least 51 in the community while infectious, and the source of 79 of the new cases was also unknown. And to the NRL, Craig Bellamy's staying at Melbourne Storm for at least one more season, bringing up 20 years as the club's head coach. The Storm and Bellamy are expected to make a joint announcement today, ending 12 months of negotiations over his future after huge offers from the Brisbane Broncos and Cronulla Sharks. He'll remain as coach for 2022, but then more than likely step aside to take on a role as director of football. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au, and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.